I kind of get this Stevie Nicks, Patti Griffin type of feel from your sound. I don't know if you've heard any of that before, but what kind of sound do you think you're bringing to the table when you're singing? And do you have specific influences in your life that have kind of influenced your sound?
Well, I am definitely a country artist, and that's just because of my roots. I'm born and raised in Texas, and I've always kind of ended up back in the South. Like, I'm in Alabama with my family now. We've been here for going on about 20 years. So the majority of my life is Southern. And that's just part of who I am as far as my roots is country. I live on a ranch when I was in Texas. We have animals. It's just like a country song. But I'm also influenced by a lot of classic rock. Like, I love Southern rock, like Lynyrd Skynyrd. I love CCR. I do like Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac, Janis Joplin. And I also know that if Stevie Nicks and Janis Joplin had a baby, it would be Jess Muse. Because that's exactly what I sound like.
Yeah, no, I couldn't have said that better. No, I definitely hear both of those in your sound. Was that a conscious thing for you? You just grew up listening to these singers and you were trying to emulate them, or just a product of growing up in
Actually, as
Texas?
far as the Stevie Nicks reference with my voice, it's really ironic because when I was a little girl, I'm sure I had heard Stevie and I had Fleetwood Mac, but people were like, "Oh, you sound like Stevie Nicks. You sound like Stevie Nicks," over and over, everywhere I would play. And I'm like, "Who are they talking about?" Like, I'm sure I had heard her, but I wasn't like religiously listening to her. I wasn't like a super fan. And then I listened to her and I was like, "Well, dang, I do kind of sound like her."
Yeah, they're
But
not
it's really
wrong.
ironic because it's not like I was obsessed with her and then tried to copy her or anything. Like, I found that sound accidentally by myself. It just was my voice.
It's probably the way it should happen.
I think it is. You should never try to copy other people. Just sing, find your voice and do it.
So when you're writing new music, what is that process like?
When I write a song, a lot of times it's just kind of like it all hits me at once and I just need to organize it. Like, I'll have the idea, the concept, I'll have the hook in my head, and I'll have at least a little bit of a melody going on, and I'll be like, ooh. Like, sometimes it'll hit me when I'm in a shower and I have to like get out, put the towel on, and go write the song. It's really annoying, but it's also like where some of my best songs have come from. So I've learned to listen to it and just write it down, record it on my voice notes. But then I also have times where I haven't written a song in a while. And I sit down and I make myself do it because I'm like, I just want to write something, even if it's crap, even if I never play it again. I just want to write something. I just like to make stuff. But usually it'll just kind of slap me in the face, all of it at once, and I just have to pull it together and write it down.
Yeah, that's interesting. I from the musicians I've talked to before, it always seems to be one or the other for them of what you're saying of, I know I just get hit with this creative insight or.
Well, like, I'll write lyrics down. I have a lot of notes and stuff, and then I might ponder on an idea for a while, and then all of a sudden, out of the sky, something will hit me. And I'll have to stop whatever I'm doing and go finish the song. But, I'm a really big lyrics person. I think the words and the story and what you're trying to say, the message you're trying to give out, I think that's very, very important as a songwriter and as a musician. But, obviously the melody is what hooks people in.
Right. And when you're trying to go to that place, when you are, sitting yourself down to try to write something, I guess leading up to that or after that, do you rely on other activities outside of music to kind of help get those creative juices flowing? Do you have these other hobbies that you continue to do? Like you mentioned that you write and used to paint and draw a little bit. Do you use those things to help get your creativity
Yeah, I
going?
mean, yeah, I do. I still do a lot of those things. I still draw a lot, but it's not that I do that to trigger some sort of inspiration. I think the biggest inspiration for me is just by living my life, by loving and losing and going through just feeling everything that you can in life, whether it's painful or wonderful. I think that that's where I get my inspiration, is just by being alive. And by doing stuff and taking leaps where I didn't think I would 10 years ago. So it's really about just living, just trying and seeing what happens.
Yeah, I feel like some maybe some musicians have this tendency to want to kind of hole up in their cave and say, I'm not going to let myself out of the studio until I write, 10 more tracks.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, if I get writer's block, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to go hiking, yeah, or I want to go hang out with one of my buddies up in Birmingham, or, just whatever kind of hits me, I'll go and do it. I'll go to a hockey game. I'll just do something I enjoy that gets me happy, and I'll spend time with people I love and care about. And, just by being alive, stuff happens, and it gives you plenty of material, I think, if you just think about it hard enough.